moña la guana con mamá que ñaira u.
Welcome back to Voices from the Frontlines on KPFK, kpfk.org, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. On the line now we have Ruben Solis. Ruben, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. So Ruben is an organizer with the Southwest Workers Union, and which is a grassroots membership-based organization representing over 1,500 school workers and community members. He is also a member of the National Planning Committee for the U.S. Social Forum, and an organizer for the People's Freedom Caravan that traveled from Albuquerque across the Southwest to Atlanta for the Social Forum. So welcome to the show, Ruben. And,
all right.
And I think that what I like to start is, you know, some people had a longer social forum than others, and I think I would like to start off in terms of your thoughts around the People's Caravan that, you know, retraced the route going to the bridge and whatnot. So tell us, you know, why you did it and what were your objectives for it?
Well, primarily we were working, we had been working for the last 2 or 3 years with organizations in the South and the Southwest. We have been trying to develop, bridges of working together between organizations, and we have been, primarily telling our stories of struggles rather than concentrate on what issues were happening, because we thought that it would definitely get us, to a different place by doing that. And then within that, those stories, we came up with this notion that it would be great if we did this caravan, but more importantly, it was really about rescuing the history, no? And part of that history was sort of reconnecting the Freedom Caravan that had happened some 40-something years before, and then also do it in a way that we would bring especially youth together to be able to capture that essence of struggle, but also to be able to travel all of that, all of those sites from Albuquerque, where there was 2 buses that left Albuquerque, went to San Antonio, connected with the San Antonio bus, had a big activity there, marched in front of the Alamo for migrant rights. And that was really powerful. From there, they traveled to Lake Charles and to Houston. Then from Houston, they did a protest around contamination, environmental justice issues at a high school that's severely contaminated by petroleum industry. And then from there, they went to Lake Charles, Louisiana, met with the folks there in Lake Charles, then went from there to New Orleans, had a big rally at Congo Park, and, at every place there was an exchange of stories, of struggles, and also the sharing of food was very important to the caravan, no? From New Orleans, then they traveled to Selma and also to Jackson, Mississippi, no? And in fact, the funny thing was that while in Jackson, Mississippi, we were able to do a tour with Hollis Watkins, one of the leaders, longtime organizers in the South, with SNCC and the original Freedom Rise, you know? And so he connected all of that history to all of the folks that were in the caravan, which by now we're numbering close to 500. And interestingly enough, the folks connected a three-way call between different buses in order to put it on the loudspeaker so that Hollis's presentation was really transmitted to all the buses, no? So that was, another technology is possible kind of situation. It was great. And it was a very transformative experience for all of the folks that were on the caravan and also that participated in the stories of struggles, no? So it was really beautiful. With that, they arrived in Atlanta on Wednesday at the beginning of the opening march for the U.S. Social Forum and were actually received by a number of folks that were there in Atlanta, sort of in a kind of line on either side, and people just came down off the buses and down the middle, and you know, really it was a beautiful, beautiful reception that they got in that.
Ruben, this is Tammy. Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
Well, one of the things in just, you know, thinking about, obviously the more deliberate people are and intentional, the more, you know, with the U.S. Social Forum as a process or as a space, the more than organizations and people could take away from there. And I think the work you all have been doing in terms of making, you know, building on some of the challenges that we saw in the movement around Black and Latino or, you know, perceived competition or, you know, unknowing around people's histories or people's struggles, really trying to build around the Black and Latino alliance. I know that's been a word that's been thrown around a lot, you know, Black and Latino unity. But for many of us, I mean, our organizations particularly, too, is, you know, the strategic nature of Black and Latino alliance as fundamental to what's going to create another U.S. So could you talk a little bit more, Ruben, around just the conversations leading up, or particularly using the South by Southwest as a way to deepen that relationship and conversation around Black and Latino alliance building? And then what are conversations in terms of where are you guys hoping to take it post U.S. Social Forum?
Well, I think one of the important things there was the whole connection in terms of historical struggles, not just issue-related stories, but historical struggles that have taken place. Not so much framework in the civil rights movement, but the freedom movement. And I think that was very important to connect, that it was about people's freedom movement.
Can you distinguish?
And really rescuing that from the point of view of community. That is that if we're looking at different issues, sort of environmental racism, you know, in Cancer Alley, let's suppose, no? In New Orleans and Lake Charles, all that strip. Well, you can fight it all your life, in a sense, but unless we fight it from the point of view of people's freedom movement, we're not gonna win, for example, no? So we need a broader kind of connection between, a more strategic connection between the fact that, as Mexicans, as Latinos, as African Americans in the South, we're all internal colonies, and we therefore fall under Homeland Security, whether it be the border and immigration, or whether it be FEMA. But we all end up in the Homeland Security Department and treated as internal colonies. So what is our response to that beyond the issues? What is the strategic alliances that we can create and the power that we can build? That was a real test of this Freedom Caravan. And it was totally organized by the youth, by the younger leadership. So making those connections between the older leadership and the younger leadership was a very, very important component of that, as well as the stories of struggles of people and the kind of racism that we all face and the kind of suffering that the people have experienced and sharing that. It's a different story when you read it or when you hear about it than when you actually a witness there in front of the folks that suffered that injustice. And also, it was really a moving experience. A lot of the folks on the tour, on the Freedom Caravan, really came back transformed, you know, entirely. I mean, they begin to see the bigger picture of connections of, you know, what is the Black liberation question? What is the Chicano liberation question? Those are very important questions that go beyond issues that usually kind of narrowly tell our stories and do it in a bad kind of way, you know? So this was really rescuing that, documenting that, bringing it together in this, you know, movement of people's voices so that those voices would be empowered going into the U.S. Social Forum. The U.S. Social Forum was not just going to an event, but really creating those kind of strategic connections coming out of it that would make a big difference in the next, let's say, 10, 15, 20 years. So it was really about positioning that kind of vision for the next 20 years and the kind of real fundamental change that we are seeking and how we can do it together. Because, you know, we all know a lot of examples of the divide that's attempted by the system, by the propaganda, you know, between blacks and brown folks, no? So this really cut across all of those divisions and really brought it together in a way that we had not seen or experienced before, no? So that was really powerful. And then, again, a lot of the folks really had real deep down conversations about the next steps coming out of the U.S. Social Forum. Interestingly enough, one of the proposals is to do the Freedom Caravan now in the opposite direction. That is, starting from Durham, North Carolina, with Black Workers for Justice, and then traveling from there to Atlanta, and then down through Jackson, Mississippi, and New Orleans, and all of that, coming into Texas. Then going through from Texas to New Mexico through Albuquerque, but actually going even further down the line up to San Diego, California, and possibly end up there at Chicano Park and really bring that kind of powerful convergence together. So that's one clear proposal that people are talking about and already I hear in the grapevine, you know, because I'm not directly in charge of that organizing. Renato Rendon from our organization and some of the other folks from the other organizations have been already having conference calls about, you know, what they're going to do.
So, Ruben, we wanted to thank you for being on the show. Ruben Solis is from the Southwest Workers Union as well as a member of the National Planning Committee of the U.S. Social Forum. And we will be updated on what's going on as we continue to move. So
thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for being on the show.
All right.
And right before we go to the break, just wanted to give out that number again for our third segment, 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735, which is KPFK for those who don't have BlackBerries. So people have BlackBerries, you know what I'm talking about. So please give us a call, particularly if you went to Atlanta for the U.S. Social Forum, so we can get some words on it. And we'll be right back after this break.